The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9. And he entered the ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the palsied man, Son, be of good courage, your sins are forgiven you. And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, This man talks impiously. And Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, Why do evil thoughts arise in your hearts? For which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man on earth has authority to forgive sins. Then he said to the palsied man, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose, and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they were astonished, and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. And as Jesus passed by from that place, he saw a man named Matthew, sitting at the custom house. And he said to him, Follow me. And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass that, while Jesus was reclining at table in his house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and reclined at table with him, and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, Those who are in health have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call righteous men, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples fast not? And Jesus said to them, Can the sons of the bride chamber mourn while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a patch of new cloth on an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and a worse rent is made. Nor do men put new wine into old bottles. If so, the bottles burst, and wine runs out, and the bottles are lost. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. While he was speaking these things to them, behold, a certain ruler came and did him homage, saying, My daughter is already dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus and his disciples arose and followed him. And behold, a woman that had been diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the fringe of his mantle. For she had said within herself, If I may only touch his mantle, I shall be saved. But Jesus turned and saw her and said, Daughter, be of good courage. Your faith has saved you. And the woman was saved from that hour. And when Jesus came into the house of the ruler, and saw the minstrels and the multitude making lamentation, he said to them, Depart, for the maid is not dead but sleeps. And they derided him. But when the multitude had been sent out, he went in, and took the maiden by the hand, and she rose. And the fame of this went abroad in all that land. And as Jesus was departing thence, two blind men followed him, crying out, and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us! And when he had entered the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, and said, According to your faith be it to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See that no one know it. But they went out, and spread his fame abroad in all that land. And as they were going out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a demon. And after the demon had been cast out, the dumb man spoke, and the multitudes were astonished, and said, Never was it seen thus in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out the demons by the prince of the demons. And Jesus went through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every infirmity. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were troubled and scattered as sheep that had no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."